Yesterday we spoke of New Year's resolutions, but have you considered Veganuary as part of that? Going vegan for January, over 300,000 are reported to have signed up for it. Some, of course, because of their love for animals, others for health or maybe global warming reasons. But would you consider ditching all meat and animal products from your diet, from your life, for a temporary period or forever? 0-30-30-80-55-55. On the line we have commentators Emma Wolfe and Dave Atherton. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Dave, we'll come to you in a second. Emma, you are a vegan. You've been a vegetarian for over 20 years and a vegan for how long?
Probably about 4 or 5 years.
Why?
Because I'm really uncomfortable with the killing of animals, the use of animals, the consumption of animals. I mean, personally, I'm not criticising other people. I'm really uncomfortable with that. And I found that, say, if I watched a film about abattoirs or if I found out anything about the use of animals and the way that we consume them, I just literally, it makes me extremely uncomfortable with that. Also, increasingly, like many people, aware of the environment and the environmental cost of all that. And I also think that it's really good for your health, as long as you do it carefully. With veganism, you have to be extra careful.
Well, that's the thing. If you go into it and you don't know what you're doing, you're taking things out of your diet, and if you don't replace them properly, then you could have a problem there.
Well, yeah, we read a lot about vitamin B12 deficiency and all of that. But actually, I was thinking about this morning, and I was thinking, hang on a minute. I have a friend who eats a bacon sarnie for breakfast, ham sandwich for lunch, and then chicken for dinner. No one worries about his diet. He's not eating any fruit or veg.
Well, that's not true. Because we hear all the time about eating processed foods and the dangers of that. Eat your five a day, etc.
I know. But people that eat everything are often eating a lot of meat and not very much fruit and veg. And what I'm saying is, actually, being a vegetarian or a vegan involves quite a lot of thinking about your diet and including things and being creative and, you know, seeking out ingredients. So in actual fact, I think it's overdone, this thing about deficiencies.
Okay.
There is a risk of B12 because it's more easily absorbable from some iron sources. But, you know, actually every blood test I've ever had has never shown any deficiencies. So,
okay.
Yeah, it is overall healthier.
Dave Atherton?
Oh, what a lot of snowflake virtue signaling.
I'm not a snowflake.
Well, from a dietary point of view, I think you are, Emma. Actually, Emma, there's a question I want to ask you. Would you advise somebody under the age of 16 to go on a vegan diet?
I wouldn't advise anybody to do anything. I would advise anyone to be vegetarian only because of my discomfort with killing animals and eating them. But that's my choice.
Are you happy for 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 16-year-olds to be vegans?
Absolutely. You can do that healthily. It doesn't need to be a big deal. Absolutely.
What's your point,
we're
Dave?
We're getting plenty of calcium.
We as a species, over the last 250,000 years, we are omnivores. We have evolved into eating both meat and plants. Now, I actually believe long term, it is dangerous for people's health that we just go for a purely vegetarian diet.
But is this not part of the problem? So already in the last 2 minutes, Emma Wolfe has said one thing and Dave Atherton, you've said the other in terms of what is good and what is not good for your health. So there's confusion out there. So it's understandable why some people might have problems having a balanced diet, following one diet or the other, whether that is to eat meat or not. Yes, Emma?
Veganism has been proven to cut obesity and to reduce cardiovascular disease. It's really good for the environment, and we know that we've got a mass global overconsumption of animal products. What Dave is saying, he's doing the classic thing which people say to me, which is either, oh, I barely eat meat at all, oh, I only eat white meat, or he's saying it's bad for your health. Well, do you know what's bad for your health? Our recent, you know, the massive rise in obesity, he's not addressing that at all. We weren't evolved to be carrying huge amounts of weight.
Yeah, but you also have to admit that the obesity epidemic is not down simply to meat. There's a huge issue with the likes of sugar
and junk food.
Yeah, but again, it is not right to say that it is because of eating meat. You know, it's full stop.
But if you go back to how we used to eat,
Emma, I am overweight. You know, I'm a good 15 kilograms overweight. That's because I'm lazy, and I drink too much red wine. That's the reason I am overweight.
Do you eat a lot of meat, Dave? Do you?
Funny enough, I don't eat a lot of meat. In fact.
So what's your normal diet like?
Breakfast would be slice of toast. Probably seafood sandwich for lunch, and again, I mean, usually maybe fish fingers and stir fry.
A seafood sandwich. What is that?
Yeah. You get these things from supermarkets. It's sort of prawns and things like that. And,
prawns and a cocktail. That's it.
But what's interesting about that is that Dave is immediately talking about his weight and his health and all of that and blaming himself. I didn't say that at all. I'm not talking about my weight or my health. I'm saying it's a personal choice, but you can absolutely 100% be healthy following a vegan diet, and it's really good for the planet. And what is harder, Vinny, and I'll be honest with you, what's much harder is lifestyle stuff, okay? Things like cosmetics, clothes, shoes. I mean, I've got boots and shoes and things like that that I love that are 10, 15 years old that are leather. You're not allowed that. Well, that's really tough. And
so
that
what do you have to wear plastic shoes or wicker shoes?
Well, you have to wear vegan-friendly shoes. You have to wear non-leather and things like that.
But genuinely, I'm curious, because I think there's a lot of animal products that we are using in our daily life and most people don't even realise they're doing it. So if you're going for a pair of shoes, what are your shoes made of?
Well, now you can make sure that you're not buying... They're just regular shoes, but you wouldn't buy leather. Whereas I won't throw out, you know, old boots, lovely old boots or handbags or whatever, or a leather jacket. I won't wear a leather jacket. But I mean, I wouldn't buy them new, but I wouldn't throw them out because I also think...
Is there a slight contradiction there?
So the lifestyle stuff is...
Hold on a second, Dave. Is there not a slight contradiction there, Emma?
Yeah, there is. No, and I admit that. I call myself semi-vegan because I'm aware that, you know, and sometimes I might be out at dinner and maybe I have something that does have, I don't know, a byproduct of bee pollen. You know, you can't know. I don't know.
Sorry, a byproduct of bee pollen.
Like bee pollen is also a byproduct of an animal. Things like that, you know, in polos, there's xanthan gum and things like that that are from. It's very complicated. It's much more complicated.
I have no doubt. But so, can you eat if you're a vegan? And excuse my ignorance. I just don't know. But can you eat honey?
No.
But it's from an insect, not an animal.
It's an animal.
It's animals.
So what else can you, like, how do you know what you can eat? If you go into a restaurant, you have to, you know, say this...
You ask if it's vegan. I mean, yeah, you do read up on it and there is a lot of research. But I'm being honest, I do call myself a semi-vegan because I'm not, you know, I won't just only have nuts and seeds and fruit and veg because I'm aware that you need to be able to have a social life. And you also, I don't want to go back to being restrictive, which...
I just wonder, like, what is the issue? You know, what's the ethical issue of honey, for example?
Well, you know, you'd have to, I mean, people have all sorts of reasons. I mean, people say, what is the ethical issue of the dairy industry? You know, what are you going to do?
But I understand, are we talking about the sentient being that is a bee? I'm curious.
It's raising and rearing animals for human use and human consumption. It's rather than, you know, just allowing them to be. Bee. Good pun there.
But of course, a bee's, and I know I'm focusing on one example now, but bees do other things as well as, you know, produce honey for us, you know, to eat.
Well, they pollinate. They pollinate
those plants that you then eat as a vegan.
Yeah, but very important. It's not about killing animals. It's about using their... It's about farming and using their products for our own consumption.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Everybody has different personal...
Dave Atherton, there is a huge amount of following from this, so surely there must be something in it. Even some of the big brands are jumping on the bandwagon. Greggs have released, of course, the vegan sausage roll and also, I think, a vegan
slice. Last night, their new
slice.
Vegan steak bake.
Yes, which clearly is not steak, but anyway, KFC.
I don't why people do fake meat.
Well, I suppose maybe for some it makes that move over.
I don't want a fake sausage. I don't want a fake chicken. I don't want fake anything. I don't understand the vogue for making fake meat. I do not understand.
Okay,
that.
KFC they've released a vegan burger, which is made of like a fake chicken fillet, and then Subway have a meatless meatball marinara. So there's a market for it there, Dave. People do want to have that choice.
Well, it appears you can fool some of the people some of the time, you know.
How are you fooling people if you're saying this doesn't contain meat, this is vegan, and people want to buy it?
Well, Greggs and companies like that are just responding to marketing efficiency, aren't they? So Greggs are quite blameless about that. I remember seeing an advert for vegan food that's on sale at Greggs actually well over a year ago. It might have been 2 years ago. You know, if consumers want to buy vegan food, more power to their elbow. But I do feel that people are being blackmailed, they're being bullied into it.
No, I think it's about general availability. It's a lot easier now to eat, in a general way, in the supermarkets, in restaurants, in cafes. It's a lot easier to buy something quick and easy that is available. Whereas in the old days, you'd go to a restaurant and say, I don't eat meat, and they'd give you chicken.
Just because it's we're a bit tight for time, so Dave, I understand to an extent people's reluctance to eat a living animal. Do you ever feel guilty? Do you have a dog, for example? Do you have a cat? Would you consider eating that?
No, I don't condemn Koreans for eating dogs. It's their culture, not mine. We eat pigs, which are more intelligent than dogs.
Yeah, and should we question that? Is that a fair point? If something is able to show affection, able to learn, should we be eating that?
We've been doing it for 250,000 years, crying out loud. For example, dairy cows and bees are the perfect example of where humans are doing their best to preserve their existence and their health.
Yeah, but you know that many will say when it comes to the likes of milk and sometimes how the process that goes through, how to get the cow to produce that milk in the first place, that's where some people have many issues. And you're still, I guess, you have a cow that is there purely to be farmed to provide milk for us.
Which is pumped full of hormones in order to keep in constant lactation.
I think, you're generalising there, Emma, and that doesn't do anyone any good.
Dave talks about, we do this, we do that. He wouldn't kill a cow or a pig and slaughter it.
Okay. Nigel in County Down. Good morning, Nigel.
Hi, Vinny. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Essentially, the point I was going to make is, what will be the benefit in replacing a diet high in processed meat-based foods and dairy-based foods with one high in highly processed soya-based foods? And I suppose I'm the parent of two vegans, one vegetarian.
Are you a vegan?
No, but I have no difficulty in cooking a lot of vegan and vegetarian food from scratch.
And what's the reason behind it for your kids?
Well, I think really it was the ethical reason around killing animals. And I respect that reason. I don't agree with it myself. We live on a small holding.
And can I ask, we're really tight for time, can I ask what age they are?
They range, they became vegan, vegetarian from the 11 onwards. They're the oldest now, 17. So 13, 14, 17, they're teenagers.
And you never felt compelled to join them?
I did January a couple of years ago in solidarity with one of the children to basically say I respected their decision.
Yeah.
And, we could eat more fruit and veg in our diet. But I suppose my big fear is with many people becoming vegan, one is that soy-based foods have to be grown as well, and that's a lot of monoculture, and it's not necessarily environmentally more friendly. And the other reason, the risk is that the big corporates now have jumped in on the vegan bandwagon, as it were.
Okay.
And processed artificial meats, are they any better for you?